1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Jessica Lynch is a private in the United States Army. As you know, she was rescued on Tuesday. It's a compelling story from so many different standpoints. Bobby Dooley is with us. She's with the Western Estates Homeowners Association and parent-teacher organization as president of both. And Bobby, you represent a group called the Silent Heroes. And what are the Silent Heroes, and what is that about?
First of all, Phil, thank you for having us on your program.
You're welcome.
Silent Heroes was an idea that I had after following the Jessica Lynch story. Quite a bit of news print, quite a bit of airtime was devoted to this woman's story. And I was sitting with my husband, Steve, as a matter of fact, and I said, I wonder why they're giving this woman so much airtime when, in point of fact, there are so many of us who do so many great things and no one pays any attention to us. We do so many things for our country, and yet, day and night, since Tuesday, we've really been just assaulted, I think is the best word, Phil, for want of a better word, with these stories about Jessica Lynch. And I think that there probably is a little bit too much attention being paid to her and not enough attention being paid to what I call America's silent heroes, the housewives. And the people out there in America.
All right. Well, but you got to admit this is an important story. This is a young lady who fought with her weapon. She was stabbed. She was taken prisoner. She was rescued. This is an important story.
It was an important story on Tuesday. It was interesting on Wednesday. By Thursday, I think they really needed to move on because they're really embarrassing themselves, people in the news media, by just beating this story into the ground. My God, you think she was the only woman that ever went through something like this. And I think it's a little bit insulting. I personally take it just a little personally on behalf of a lot of women in America who've done so many great things.
Nobody's trying to denigrate what you or other women do. It's just that this woman...
Well, Phil, again, you keep wanting to bring her up.
No, but it's just that this woman, Jessica Lynch, went through an extraordinary experience, is what I would say. It's an extraordinary experience to go through what she went through, to survive it, and it's symbolic, I think, of America's determination, even in the face of so much, to go on with what it feels it has to do.
Okay, are you done yet, or do you want me to call back?
I don't appreciate your sarcasm.
I'm not being sarcastic, Phil, but listening to you and listening to other members of the media, I mean, it's almost as if, and I don't mean disrespect, but it's almost as if you want her to bear your children or you want to have sex with her.
Oh, come on, Ms. Dooley, we're compelled by this lady's story.
Well, then quit fawning over her. It is really insulting to so many women out there who do so much for their country, and we didn't go over to Iraq to prove that we were the son that our daddy never had. And
all right, now that's going over the line.
Right.
That's going over the line. This lady was in the military.
Yes, she was in the military, and she wanted to be out there where the boys were. And a lot of things that I think are very interesting, very curious. I'm not commenting on them. I'm just saying that I think you people in the media need to get done with it. Let's move on. There's the city of Baghdad needs to be taken. Our guys are in harm's way, and you have devoted day after day, week after week to this girl who was laying in a hospital bed when they found her, comfortable, relaxing.
She was being slapped around by Saddam Fedayeen, according to at least one witness.
According to one witness. Let's underline that, and I'd like the record to show that. One witness. She supposedly shot some people. That's very interesting, Phil. How do we know? She told us. But I'm not going to...
Well, I think that that's...
No, I'm not going to cast suspicion on her. I'm simply going to say something that needs to be said. Can we move on? Can we talk about something, anything else, other than this woman who needs a driving lesson, in my opinion, made a wrong turn, like a lot of women, insults our reputation as drivers, and drives right smack dab into a group of Iraqis having lunch. And I think that that is really needs to be pointed out.
All right, we're talking with Bobby Dooley. She's the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association and the Western Estates PTO about Jessica Lynch. You are insulting this woman. She lies in a hospital bed right now, and you're insulting her.
Oh, Mike, do you hear yourself? You just...
What?
You can't stop talking about her. Oh, my Christ. When will you people in the media give this story a rest? And I think there are millions out there who feel exactly the same way I do.
All right, let me ask you this, Ms. Dooley. Are you patriotic?
How dare you ask me a loaded question like that?
No, do you love your country?
You know very well I do. How dare you ask me that?
Well, here's a woman that is giving her life for her country.
I'm concerned about taking Baghdad. I'd like to see Saddam Hussein taken out. I'd like to see our guys at the airport talked about. I'd like to see our guys there in the north of Iraq talked about. I don't want to keep hearing about a girl who took a left turn, drove into the middle of God knows where, got a bunch of guys killed.
All right, that is enough. To say she got a bunch of guys killed, how do you know she was even driving?
Phil, why don't you just get her phone number, call her up, and say, hi, would you like to use my face as a bicycle seat? And I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm really sorry to say that. I really am. And
oh, my God, that you would go there with this.
I am sorry, Phil, but I have to say something that will shock you and other members of the media back to your senses. There are...
I'm stunned.
There are other stories, Phil, and you're a sucker. You and members of the media are a sucker. And
tell me the other stories.
I can tell you many stories, Phil, many housewives who have gone home and done wonderful things. I can tell you the other day a story about myself. I was at Byerly's grocery store. I was standing there getting some produce. I saw an elderly woman. She was picking through the pears. And it's something just as simple as this, Phil. It's as simple as noticing that an elderly woman is taking a discolored and bruised pear and putting it into her bag. Something that could get her sickness. Something that could hurt her. Was there anyone there to help her or protect her? I walked over to her and I said, dear, you don't want this. This is bad. And it can give you, and she was elderly. I saw she had a hearing device. And I said, it can give you diarrhea because when you're old, you can get dehydrated very, very quickly. And I said, it'll give you diarrhea, dear. And she looked at me and she said, thank you so much. And I said, you're welcome. And I helped her. But instead, you want to fawn over Jessica Lynch and her Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Instead, I went into a market and I saw an elderly woman and I said, no, dear, it'll give you diarrhea. Phil, the silent heroes work every day, not for 2 days in Iran or Iraq or in Afghanistan or wherever she was. I don't even know where it is. Is it?
It's Iraq.
Where was she arrested?
She wasn't arrested. She was in a firefight, and she got taken prisoner in Iraq.
Well, I'd like to hear about the silent heroes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. These are the things that bother me about a lot of these people who say they're pro our operation in Iraq. Bobby Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners and the Homeowners Association, Western Estates PTO, she says that Jessica Lynch, the young PFC who was rescued, has been given enough coverage. She's been given enough publicity. It's beginning to get tiring, and she'd like to hear stories about the silent heroes, the millions of American housewives who every day do their part to keep the country running. 1-800-449-8686. I was particularly offended, and I got to tell you, when she made that comment about somehow the members of the media want some romantic relationship with Jessica Lynch, some intimate relationship, I was particularly insulted by that. And you might ask her when you get on the phone with her, Janice, during the break, that if it's going to go there, that I have no interest in speaking with her. Jessica Lynch, in my opinion, is a young lady who exemplifies a certain spirit. Thank God she was rescued. I hope we can get the other guys and the other woman that is that are now captive. And to say that, enough already with her, and why do we hear about a woman who took a rotten pear out of an old lady's hand? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind.
1-800-449-8686.
I mean,
and
you know,
now
it's
more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Unbelievable, Phil.
All right. We're going to take some phone calls.
But first of all, I have a question for you.
Yeah, but let me also say that we're talking with who you are, Bobby. This is Miss Bobby Dooley.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Bobby Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association and PTO about Jessica Lynch, the Army private taken captive during a firefight after her maintenance battalion or maintenance convoy got lost and was captured by the Iraqis, then released in a daring rescue attempt by our commandos just the other night, Tuesday night. Bobby, what did you want to ask?
I'd like to ask you, do you suppose, and I don't mean any disrespect, and I really want people to listen to the words and not get clouded by the emotion. Do you suppose that girl said, you know what, I don't want to be here in Iraq. I want to go back to America. Why don't I just turn left instead of right? Why don't I just see what's over that hill? It might be Iraqis. It may just go back to an American unit. But if I go left instead of right, and they are Iraqis, it's what they used to call a million-dollar wound, Phil.
Oh, I see. And let's get into a firefight where some of my comrades are killed?
Phil, six of one, half a dozen of the other. I am trying...
No, it's not six of one, half a dozen of the other. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying some things that need to be said.
Use my face as a bicycle seat.
Phil, I said that I was sorry that I said that.
But you said it, and you can't take it back. 1-800-449-8686. Cheryl, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Miss Dooley, I don't mm-hmm. know what you think this young girl that she asked for this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see you saying this about the young man. I suppose the young man that mm-hmm. threw the grenades into the tent, he wanted to go home too? I mean, you are being
absolutely... You know, absolutely, I think there was frustration there.
This what? Young woman is mm-hmm. an inspiration to women everywhere, that you mm-hmm. can make different life choices. You decided to become a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
She decided to join the military and mm-hmm. defend the country.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she's over in Iraq saying, mm-hmm. oh, my God, putting down the housewives of America? She's over there defending
mm-hmm.
our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, Cheryl, that I don't
you
hear anybody...
You are absolutely being so ridiculous, and the mm-hmm. media is telling the story mm-hmm. that they need to.
Mm-hmm. I think, Cheryl, that no one has made any news reports about what I did that day in Byerly's. No one came up to me with a camera and said, oh, my God, aren't
you
wonderful?
Need that? Do you need that, a certification that you're doing a good job as a housewife?
I think
you,
it
if
would...
you know in your heart mm-hmm. that you are, you don't need anybody there with a camera.
Well, then Jessica Lynch should know in her heart that
she
she's a bad driver.
She didn't to be ambushed.
That she's
she
a bad...
You said she was lying comfortably in a hospital. Have you seen the pictures
yeah.
of the hospital?
Yeah,
and it was dirt.
Then there was a witness who said she was being smacked around.
You well, know, you're just being... I don't know if you're jealous. You're not, absolutely
oh,
not for women's rights.
Oh, my God.
Sure. You're putting us back into the dark ages.
Excuse me, jealous. I have a 6,500 square foot home. Okay. I have a husband with a wildly successful landscaping business.
Then
why
would
I be jealous?
Are you putting down this 19-year-old young lady
mm-hmm.
that decided to put her
right.
life on the line for her country?
Exactly.
I don't understand that. What is your problem?
First of all, do I have to debate you too, Mr. Hendry?
You're not debating, Cheryl. She's asking you a question.
I have no problem, Cheryl. No, I don't. I'm simply saying, enough already with this girl's story. My God, it's like a headache.
You're jealous of the attention she's getting. You want somebody to follow you around in your day-in, day-out life with a camera watching you pick out pears for an old woman. Good for you that you did that, but you don't need somebody to tell you that.
All right, you want me to...
I do good things every day.
Well,
if you know that you did a good mm-hmm. thing, you don't need somebody to tell you.
All right, you want me to be honest? I'll be honest with you. I think this girl has better things to do than trying to stick it to every housewife of America. Yes.
She is not trying to stick it to...
She's
been on a press release
saying,
you know what, the housewives are getting too much attention. What about me?
Have you seen
an interview where she said that? Have you?
I'm sorry.
She's laying in a hospital. A hospital
Look,
lady.
I haven't seen her
You're
face.
You're sitting at home in your comfortable 6,500 square foot living room, ridiculing this young lady that she's over there putting her life on the line, accusing her of wanting to take an easy way out where she could have gotten killed. You're accusing her of...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You don't even know all the facts.
Look, I haven't seen her face, but I'll bet you she's Asian.
Not Asian.
Well, she can't drive. She can't drive.
What would it matter? She's an American.
Do you know?
She could be yellow, black, mm-hmm. Red, you know, it doesn't matter.
You know something, Cheryl? I picked a pair out of an old lady's bag that could have given her dysentery, and now you think, I guess, it's okay for an elderly woman to have cramping?
No,
what
I don't think it's okay is for somebody like you to sit on your high horse and feel like you need to have some kind of celebrity because you helped an old woman. Do you not think people help people every day
that's not good
and
enough,
don't need
huh?
to be in the spotlight?
So I saved this old bag's life, but that's not good enough for you. I have to be out being glorious, with a gun and everything.
No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is you feel like you need to, everything, you do a good deed.
Cheryl, Bobby, you just referred to that woman as an old bag, too.
I meant old woman.
Well, you said old bag. So what are you trying to say now? Hey, I saved this old bag's life. How come there isn't a TV camera in my face? How come Jessica Lynch gets to have all the glory? I mean, Cheryl made the point about jealousy. That's what it sounds like to me.
Phil, I live in a gated community in Southern California. I don't know too many women that have it better than me. I guess if I forgot how to drive, I'd get some press.
We don't care where you live
or what
the size of your square footage of your house is. Why do you have to throw that in our faces?
We have a community of California.
Why is that so important to you?
Because we won a Community of California Award. I don't know where you live, all right? But I guess, Cheryl, I have to forget how to drive to get some press.
Well, Jesus. Cheryl, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. You have to forget how to drive to get some press.
That's right. I live in a 6,500 square foot home.
All right, Bobby.
No, I want to finish, Phil. We have the spa and pool package. We got all of the upgrades, and that's not faux granite. That's real granite. We had the upgrades on the appliances. I drive a 2003 Escalade that has the entire electronic package, including the running boards. My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business. I thank God I live in America, in other words. And I thank God every day that I get to get out of my bed and walk out onto our newly pebbled deck and say to myself, oh God, I'm so happy to be alive. And then I pick up my paper, and what do I see? An Asian American wearing an American uniform, who doesn't know how to drive. She gets...
Look at this lady, this Jessica Lynch, is not Asian American. She's American.
Well, is there something wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. You're the one that keeps saying that she's Asian because she couldn't drive. I don't even know that she was driving. She wasn't even driving. They were ambushed. They were in the 507th convoy and they were ambushed. I want to tell you something. Say what you want about yourself, say what you want about me, say what you want about any caller. Don't make fun of this girl who is lying, who is clinging to life with a couple of broken arms, a broken leg. She had stab wounds, for God's sake. She shot a number of Iraqi soldiers to save her life and to save the lives of her fellows. If you could at least give her that much credit.
I do not, Phil, detract from any great thing she did. I'm simply saying, can you stop already? Can you stop? I heard about it on Tuesday. I heard about it on Wednesday. I heard about it on Thursday. Now today is Friday, sweet Christ. I've heard about it every day.
This lady...
Are you done? Oh, here we go.
Oh, God almighty. Give it a rest.
Is that Mr. Dooley?
He just said to give it a rest. So...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, president of the Western States Homeowners Association and the Western States Parent Teacher Organization, on what she thinks is the overexposure of the Jessica Lynch story, and that the, quote, silent heroes, the housewives like her, don't get any press. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And I think she's great.
All right. Bobby Dooley with us from the Western States Homeowners and Parent Teacher Organization. We're talking about Jessica Lynch. It's a compelling story for me. You say it's overexposed and that housewives don't get enough exposure and the great things that they do. You are advocating a group called the Silent Heroes, which are America's housewives, and you indicated to us that an example of that is the way you took a rotten pear from an old woman the other day who might have gotten dysentery.
Exactly, Phil. And these are things that we do. It's something as simple as... I was very angry the other day. I can give an example. I was extremely angry at my son, Dylan, because he had not taken some cans in from the street that I asked him to take in. And I'm driving to the store, and I saw a boy walking across the crosswalk. And he looked a lot like my son. And it was in that instant that I thought, you know what, I could press my foot to the accelerator, I could hit that kid, and no one would know because there was no one around. But I didn't do it. I didn't do it. This is what I mean about saving one life one day at a time. Just by letting that boy live. It was Dylan I was angry at, not that boy. Do you see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but you're also saying that this Jessica Lynch, what about her story?
Oh, my God, you're back with that. You're back with that. I had it on me, and you're back on that. Look, Phil...
Because she's the one that's in the newspaper.
Phil, Jessica Lynch might have been a young lady who needed some attention. Maybe she wanted to be on stage. She wanted to be an actress.
Oh, my God.
Now, hear me out. How do you get attention? You drive a truck into a pack of wild dirt monkeys. That's how you get attention.
And the Iraqi soldiers are now wild dirt monkeys.
I don't give them respect. You, oh, my God, you think... Oh, look at you. You don't think we should make fun of them.
I think wild dirt monkeys a little much, but, you know, whatever. We are, we are fighting them. 1-800-449-8686. Carol, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know what's wrong with this lady. I think she's sick. She needs help. This is America. A miracle.
Well,
Your radio's turned up, dear. Turn it down, okay?
Turn your radio down.
Yeah, you have to turn it all the way down.
Carol, can I say something? I'm a mother, and I was listening to my sons talking to their girlfriends, and they were having lunch at our house the other day. I made the kids some sandwiches. Okay? Are you with me, Carol?
Yes.
All right, and I heard the two girls talking about Jessica Lynch this and Jessica Lynch that, and there are times when a parent has to act. And I walked in there, and I slapped the sandwiches right out of their hands, and I told them to get out.
And well, I think you're sick.
I'm sick. I'm being a mother to my two boys.
Listen, hey, you're not the only mother in the world. Listen, I got six kids,
mm-hmm.
And I don't begrudge this girl one bit what she got.
Well, maybe,
you know, she went through a lot.
Have you ever
And she's over there fighting for your freedom, lady. Your freedom.
I have no doubt about
freedom.
That. But... I saved a young boy's life the other day.
You didn't save nobody's life. You was wanting to take somebody's life and decided not to.
No, that's not true.
That's what you said.
You just said on radio that you could have speeded up and took that child's life. That's a sick comment, lady.
I said that I had the instinct to run the boy down, decided not to. Let's talk about you, though. Six children. When have you ever put your legs down? Because...
All right, this is the kind of thing that's unnecessary. Unnecessary.
She is sick. She needs help.
Are you a silent hero or are you not? Because I'm a silent hero.
I'm no hero, honey. I haven't done anything to save anyone's life.
Well, then you should.
But just everyday living. That's what you're doing, an everyday living.
That's what I do.
That girl went overseas. To fight for our freedom so we could be free here in the United States. I can't imagine what about you. You're not willing to go over there and fight.
Carol, I have a 6,500 square foot home.
Hey, I don't care what you have, lady. You ain't got no more than anybody else has got.
I have a 6,500. I drive an Escalade.
People like you are greedy and selfish, and you want everything you can get. And people like you are going to hell.
You know, if you and I were friends, the first place I would take you would be for a latte. And we'd sit down and talk.
Me and you could not be friends. Because
why not?
You don't have no respect for women. You want to take that lady's glory. Oh, and my she don't God. Even know she's getting all this glory. Oh, she's in a hospital, probably in a coma.
There you go again with it. Can I please get away from it for 3 seconds?
What?
Well, you shouldn't have brought it all up.
Oh, my
you
God.
Got on national radio.
Listen to you with the Jessica Lynch. Can you get off of it? Let's talk about you. Where do you like to vacation? Because I
hey,
love...
Hey, listen, I'm not the one to be talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, right. What are you talking about, all right? We're talking about Jessica Lynch.
That's right. Amen.
There you go again. There you go again. Just so, why don't you put it on tape? Jessica Lynch, Jessica Lynch, Jessica Lynch, Jessica Lynch.
She's jealous. That's all there is to it. She's jealous. She's not getting the glory. If she'd go over there and fight, maybe she'd get a little bit of glory.
Let me tell you something, Carol. In life, acts of kindness come in all sizes. The other day, I had
honey,
a very
phone call. What you're doing right now is not the act of kindness.
No, I am trying to, but nobody talks about us, Carol, you and me. Listen.
Hey, we don't need to be talked about.
The other day,
we got
I had
freedom
a,
here.
Can I ask you something? Do you do anything? Do you do anything as simple as lighting a match in the bathroom? Do you do that?
No, I don't light matches.
No, see?
I don't
selfish.
Smoke.
That's no.
I don't smoke, so
no,
I don't
darling,
have to
I'm
light
talking
matches.
About after a bowel movement. Do you light a match?
Oh, do we? Oh, man.
This lady
God.
Needs help. You need to get her some help. She needs help, mental help.
Why do I need mental help?
Wait.
Because you are nuts.
I got to ask this question. You think lighting a match after going to the bathroom is the same as saving someone's life?
No, I did not say that. I said it's a small kindness.
My radio's, my telephone's
I'm a hero because
dead.
I bought some Girl Scout cookies. Your telephone's dead?
Yes, my telephone's going dead. So, but you need some
God
help,
you,
lady.
We'll
you do
help.
Need some help.
All right, thanks, Carol, for your call.
I don't know why she says that. I'm simply...
Well, that's a stupid example. Lighting a match after you go to the bathroom.
I'm talking about the small things in life. I'm talking about the little kindnesses in life. You know, and it's so like so many of you on the radio to take it to a juvenile level. You immediately go to a juvenile level. I'm talking about simple courtesies.
All right, how about opening a door, ma'am? All I'm saying is... It's a little indelicate to bring up on a radio show.
I'm sorry?
Well, I mean lighting a match after you go to the bathroom.
Phil, it's something not a lot of people do. And we have books and books of matches.
Yeah, that's fine. It's okay. I don't need to talk about it. Here is Rebecca. Go ahead, Rebecca. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Lynch. Jessica Lynch. Jessica Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Is that, I mean, that's what's bothering you so bad. What's the problem? She's a hero.
You know, Rebecca, if you weren't drinking your lunch, maybe you and I could...
Okay, the insults are going to start?
Why? That's okay. I can handle it. Go ahead.
If you weren't drinking your lunch, I'd talk about it.
If I weren't drinking my lunch. That's
yeah.
beautiful.
Think about it.
I understand what you're trying to say.
Hey, Rebecca, light a match for freedom, huh?
Oh, I light matches in my bathroom all the time. I'm capable of that.
Well, thank you.
But I am also capable of understanding when a hero is a hero. And how do you know? I mean, you're not knocking her for
no.
anything.
No, I'm not.
But you keep blaming her for taking a wrong turn.
I think she's trying to stick it to the Housewives of America, and I resent it.
How do you figure?
Because we're out there every day doing wonderful things. And
Lord,
so she gets
I'm there every day doing things for
right.
my family, and I also work, and I have 3 children, and I do things every day. Yesterday, I took someone to the doctor because he wasn't able to drive himself. He had a brown recluse spider bite on his neck and would have died from it. I took him. That is something that is just natural. I don't expect everybody to crowd in my front yard and clap for me in my 6,500-square-foot home, you know?
Well, because what you did, I don't know. You think that's really great, or what? I don't know.
She saved a man's life.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you roll your pads up in toilet paper before you put them in the trash? No.
Do I do what?
Do you roll your sanitary pads up in toilet paper before you put them in the trash? That is respectful.
I wrap them in toilet paper, and I put them in the trash. I don't flush them down the toilet.
Okay, that is, to me, those are the little things.
The
okay,
lady
so
took
I'm
a man.
Hero,
the lady
so I'm a hero. Now I'm more of a hero than she is.
The lady
She's
took a man.
She's 19 years old. She goes to fight for us.
Right.
Our country.
But Rebecca.
And she what? And she gets what, shot at, her legs broken, and we're not allowed to talk to her for a few days?
Exactly. I mean, can't we revel in this story? Can't we revel in this, this girl's story?
It's one of the very few hopeful things that we have to talk about.
Right. It's been a very...
Right now.
Well, I'm just saying, Rebecca, for all the matches you lit after all of the times in the bathroom, doesn't that count?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't count for anything comparable to what she's done. Nothing.
I think if you stop to think of how many times you've sat down on the toilet...
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter at all. Nothing
all right.
that we do as housewives or our working mothers or anything else is comparable to what this 19-year-old girl has done for our country.
Now, I agree with you, Rebecca, and I think that Ms. Dooley and others who... You know, don't get what the war is about.
Phil, I get what the war is about.
No,
it's
you
about
don't.
The, yes,
no,
I
you
get about protecting
don't.
Our country.
All right. Well, Rebecca, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Marcia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
You know what, Ms. Dooley? Sorry, that's what you are, woman. You're a fool. Because Jennifer...
Language,
I'm
please.
I'm sorry. I'm really fired up right now.
Here
but
she
you
goes
know what?
Again
you
with
ain't
the
nothing
Jennifer
but a lazy, fat woman sitting down on your couch in your 6,500 square foot house. While Jennifer Lynch is out there fighting for our freedom and for the country that Iraq, you're just sitting there on your couch in your little cozy home,
I was on
woman.
The Atkins diet, so I'm not fat. That's number one.
Okay, well, whatever. I think that you are. You're a housewife. You're sitting there in your house, and you're 6,500 square foot home. Well, this woman out there fighting for our country, let me tell you another thing.
Do you like
that? The reason why she was caught, you're sitting there saying that she pulled down the wrong road on purpose? No, honey. The reason why she was caught is because she ran out of bullets shooting for her life. Do you understand that?
She
was sitting for a life fighting our country for your freedom,
she
lady.
She took a left turn when she should have taken a right.
She should have, but she didn't. It was a mistake. And like they said, how do you know she was driving?
Exactly. Number two, she's following a route that's already prescribed for her. She doesn't just go down a road and say, oh, I think I'll turn left here. She's following a map.
Well, then she probably made the map for herself.
Oh, you're so crazy. You are so crazy. You done lost your flip, lady. You have done lost your flip. Why don't you sit there and eat your little cozy donuts in your little cozy house, okay?
You know,
because
I'm
always out there fighting
day.
For our freedom and for the freedom of those Iraqis, okay?
I am out in the world every day, Marcia. I'm
so
lighting
what?
Matches.
You think that this was
I'm
a man
rolling
that
up
you
my
wouldn't be up on this? If it was a man, would you be just as proud of him? Okay, it doesn't matter. My nephew's over there fighting that war also.
Can
have
I ask
some
a question?
To our countrymen that are fighting this war, whether it be man or woman.
Can I ask you a question, please?
Go ahead
if
and
this
ask
girl
question,
is so wonderful, if she's so wonderful, why didn't she stop and ask for directions?
You're so, it's such an idiot.
No,
you really
I'm
are.
Serious.
You really
what?
Well,
what do you
lady?
Think? They have gas stations over there she's going to pull into? She's got a map there.
I'm simply saying. I've lit matches. I've rolled up my mini pads and my maxi pads.
What does a match got to do anything with fighting a war?
Children.
Answer that question. Hey, let me ask you a question. What does a match got to do with anything with fighting a war, lady?
I'm saying enough matches lit equal what she did.
How does that do that, lady? Answer that question. You're such a fool. Why don't you sit down
all
and think about what you're saying, lady?
In the Bible it says, it's the little things that count. And if you add them
all up... And another thing, whenever you said the old hag or the old rag or whatever you said, have respect for what she's done. Just like she, I'm sure, has respect for what she's done. She will cherish those war wounds that she will have for the rest of her life
right.
for defending me and you.
Right.
Well, can I say...
Well, I want to ask you something, Ms. Dooley. I mean, you had an old lady not eat a pear that might have given her diarrhea. You light matches after you leave the bathroom, and you roll up your pads and toilet paper. And you've been doing this your whole life, and you think after all of that, you ought to be interviewing...
My mother does the same thing. My mother works in the nursing home. She doesn't expect the appreciation from all these people.
I prevented that old lady from drowning in a pile of her own stool. Those
people came out here and bombed our New York
yes.
City with,
yes.
with our planes.
Well, you know something? I think that... You just don't get... Look at this. There's a protest in Paris. Those people are really smart.
You know what? There's a stupid protest.
God.
This war protest is stupid. They need to stand behind our men.
How are you spelling men? M-I-N?
All right, listen, thank you very much, Marcia.
Thank you
stand
very
by
much. This woman needs to get off a crack and
yeah,
get back on the real world.
She's a freaking weirdo.
Oh, stand by your Mayan.
What a freak. 1-800-44, what is that, stand by your Mayan, as in South American Indian?
Exactly.
All right.